On Penn State University Week, professors can learn a lot by seeing how students are interacting. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Justine Lindemann, assistant professor in community development and resilience, finds out how to do so.
Classroom mapping is a practice and a method to help teachers and researchers learn more about the dynamics of student engagement and participation in a classroom space. A researcher, usually a student who is not part of the class being mapped, uses an online app to create a dynamic diagram of discussion between students in the classroom that shows who talked, to whom, when, and for how long. In other words, the process makes previously invisible patterns of student engagement visible. When we started this research, our line of inquiry was, very simply, what can we learn from mapping the classroom? We started by thinking we could challenge generally held assumptions about what constitutes a good discussion, but we also uncovered deeper patterns of engagement, including typologies, of how students engage in a classroom setting and some of the demographic and dispositional factors that influence those patterns. As an instructor and researcher, I have seen how classroom mapping can produce rich data on how to scaffold teaching modalities both across and between class sessions and instructional modalities. Our research, and what we learn through mapping the classroom, has the potential to contribute not only to building more robust discussions in the classroom, but to building more effective classroom communities and helping students to become more democratic citizens in those communities.
That was Justine Lindemann of Penn State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.